So, the Narada Bhakti Sutras, last week we studied the first 14 sutras. Now in today's class, we will study sutras 15 to 33, entitled Defining Bhakti. First, let me explain what this word sutra means. Prabhupada explains it when he is explaining the Vedanta Sutras. Sutra means maximum knowledge in a minimum amount of words, or we could say knowledge in code form. Sutra also means thread. So these sutras are very short, but they contain maximum amount of knowledge. And this is the Narada Bhakti Sutras. Now you should know that there are different Shaktivesh avatars. I believe Prabhupada in one purport explains there are seven prominent Shaktivesh avatars. Just as Vyasadeva is the Shaktivesh or empowered incarnation to compile the Vedic literatures, and other, like the four Kumaras, they are empowered with transcendental knowledge. So Narada is empowered with what is called Bhakti Shakti. Narada is empowered with the specific potency to preach and teach and instill bhakti or devotional service to others. So he is the Bhakti Shakti avatar, Shakti Avesh, empowered. He's a living entity like you and me, but is empowered by Krishna with this special potency to preach the science of devotional service. And Narada has several exalted disciples, such as Prahlad Maharaj, who he preached while Prahlad was in the womb of his mother. He also has the disciple Dhruva, who achieved perfection in 6 months. Narada also has the disciple Chitraketu, who after chanting 7 days and seven nights, the 12-syllable mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Chitraketu got the darshan of Lord Ananta. And Narada also is the spiritual master of the hunter Mrigari, who also became a famous Vaishnava. So Narada's exploits as a preacher and as a propounder of devotional service is well documented. So let us first take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Trinadavi sunichena tarad iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama hare nama hare nama eva kevalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narada continues. Now the characteristics of devotional service will be described according to various authoritative opinions. So this we see is how the great Vaishnavas preach and teach. Lord Chaitanya also followed this formula of substantiating his philosophy by quoting the authorities, the previous authorities. And of course we learned from Srila Prabhupada the same process, that as far as possible, you always substantiate your points by quoting from the authoritative scriptures. Srila Vyasadeva, the son of Parashara Muni, says that bhakti is fond attachment for worshipping the Lord in various ways. Garga Muni says that bhakti is fondness for narrations about the Lord, by the Lord, and so on. So, Garga Muni, he appears in the Krishna Leela. He is the one who appears right after Krishna's appearance and gives Krishna and Balaram their names and foretells of their future. Shandilya says that bhakti results from one's removing all obstructions to taking pleasure in the Supreme Self. So the Supreme Self, that is God. The soul is defined in the Vedas. The soul is the self. And then there is the Supreme Self, which means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narada, however, says that bhakti consists of offering one's every act to the Supreme Lord and feeling extreme distress in ever forgetting Him. Bhakti is, in fact, correctly described in each of these ways. The cowherd women of Raja are an example of pure bhakti. This same thing is substantiated by Lord Chaitanya. Indeed, he says that the gopis are the topmost devotees of Krishna. Even in the case of the gopis, one cannot criticize them for forgetting the Lord's greatness. On the other hand, displays of devotion without knowledge of God's greatness are no better than the affairs of illicit lovers. And that is why one needs to read Bhagavad Gita so that one fully knows how great Krishna is. And that is also why one should study Srimad Bhagavatam to know completely how great Krishna is. In such false devotion, one does not find pleasure exclusively in the Lord's pleasure. Now that is the key item here. Pure devotional service or pure bhakti, the devotee is not concerned with his or her own happiness. The symptom of pure devotion is that the devotee is only concerned with the happiness of the Lord. My favorite story, which I have told 1,000 times, when the Narada Muni approached the Brahmanas and said that Krishna had a headache and that the only thing that would alleviate Krishna's headache was the dust from the feet of the Brahmins, the Brahmanas refused because they said, if we give the dust of our feet to Krishna, we will go to hell. But when Narada approached the gopis and Narada said that the only thing that would alleviate Krishna's headache was the dust of their feet, the gopis told Narada to take as much of their padarenu, or dust from their feet, as much as he wanted. And when Narada said, but you will go to hell, the gopis said, we don't care. We only care about Krishna's pleasure. So that is real devotion. As soon as there is a concern for the devotee's own happiness and distress, then that means it is not pure devotion. Pure devotional service, on the other hand, is far superior to fruitive work, philosophical speculation, and mystic meditation. So these are the three processes, karma, jnana, and yoga. And as pointed out here by Narada and confirmed by Lord Chaitanya, all these other processes are far inferior to pure bhakti. After all, bhakti is the fruit of all endeavor. And the same thing is mentioned in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Same idea. Furthermore, the Lord dislikes the proud, but is pleased with the humble. And Lord Chaitanya also points this out as well, that we cannot attract Krishna's attention. We cannot begin to get the real favor of the Lord until one becomes meek and humble. That's why Lord Chaitanya says to always wear around one neck this third Shikshastakam prayer. Trinadipi sunichena tarar iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This third Shikshastakam prayer should be recited every day, and it is the actual way a devotee progresses. The devotee thinks of himself lower than the lowest, lower than the straw in the street, lower than the blade of grass. The devotee is more tolerant than a tree. A devotee offers all respects to others and is not concerned with getting respect from others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And this point where Narada is saying the Lord dislikes the proud was exhibited during the Rasa dance. When the gopis became proud, Krishna disappeared. And when even Srimati Radharani became proud, Krishna disappeared. So this is a point well made by Narada Muni. Some say that knowledge is the means for developing devotion. Others consider bhakti and knowledge interdependent. But the son of Brahma, that's Narada, says that bhakti is its own fruit. This is illustrated by the examples of a royal palace, a meal, and so on. A king is not really satisfied just by seeing a palace, nor can someone placate his hunger just by looking at a meal. Therefore, seekers of liberation should take to devotional service alone. So yes, again, this brings us to Bhagavad Gita 1866, the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, give up all varieties of religion and simply surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not hesitate. Do not worry. Do not fear. So the line in Bhagavad Gita, Mam Ekam, we should exclusively surrender to Krishna. Then the question becomes, how do you surrender to Krishna? And the answer is devotional service. In the previous verse to Bhagavad Gita 1866, where Krishna says to surrender, Krishna says, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishasi satyam te prati jane priyosi me. Always think of me, worship me, become my devotee, and offer your obeisances to me. This is what it means to surrender to Krishna. And the beginning of our surrender to Krishna It begins with hearing and chanting. There is no question of further advancement in devotional service unless there is hearing and chanting. Lord Chaitanya stresses this, that hearing and chanting is the basis of all advancement in devotional service. So that ends tonight's webcast, and we will have our next webcast Saturday night and Sunday morning. Saturday night we'll have a webcast from Kundan Loka, and then Sunday morning we will have a Chaitanya Charitamrita class from Radharaman Temple. Thank you all for attending, and I'll see you Saturday night and Sunday morning. I leave you with Srila Prabhupada. Please.